Hey, Jay.
Hey, Larry. How are you, man?
Good. Good. You know, another week has passed.
Yeah.
Another dimension collapsed.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sorry we missed last week. A bunch of my coworkers and I were locked up in the raft for a few days.
Yeah.
It was a little tense, but, you know, our legal department worked it out. It was all a misunderstanding.
I'm glad you could get bail.
Yeah, and it was just a big misunderstanding.
That happens.
About one titanium death ray.
Oh, well,
you know,
whatever.
You had to get the right licensing. It's all fine.
Yeah, you know, in this
world,
you got to get licensing. IP is extremely important.
Oh, exactly. It's really important.
It's the new important thing.
So you know, that's good. So sorry I missed. We're back on track.
Yeah, we're back. And this week, and this is going to be the part one of a two-part special. Which we've never done before.
Episode.
A very special episode. Never done two parts.
It's very exciting.
This week we're going to talk about fashion in speculative fiction.
I can't help it. It's like it's an instinct.
Fashion.
Turn to the left. Fashion.
But this week we're going to talk about men's fashion.
Men's fashion.
In comics, fantasy, and science fiction.
That's right.
Because we are the brutal people that we are, we're going to do the best dressed and worst dressed in each of those specific genres.
That's right.
Or is it genre?
Genre?
What would be plural of genre? Genres?
I'm pretty sure it's genres. Yes.
Or is it just genre?
No, it's pretty. Genres, different genres.
All right. Well,
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's.
I don't know. I'm French Canadian, so we have a different way of using a genre.
None of that is true.
French Canadians don't use genre differently.
You're not French Canadian. Are you French Canadian?
Oui.
That is no. I've known you for years. You're from Indiana.
No, I'm from Illinois.
Same difference.
Not if you're from Illinois. Anywho.
Okay.
So, Jay.
Yes.
Let's start with comic books.
With
first.
Comic books.
Who do you feel is the best dressed? We'll start positive. Who's the best dressed
the best
in comic
dressed
books?
Male superhero in all of comic books. It's a really tough one because I mean I'm
really?
Always a fan of the Trenchcoat Brigade.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. They're pretty good.
For those who are unaware, that's John Constantine.
Uh-huh.
The Stranger, the Phantom Stranger.
Mr. E. And
who's the last one? Who's the last one?
Dr.
Fate?
No.
Dr. Midnight?
No.
No, no.
Dr. Occult.
Dr. Occult, that's right. Is he the one with the little disc thing?
Yes.
He's the one with the disc thing.
I didn't think that's where you were going with the little thing.
So the Trenchcoat Brigade. John Constantine is delightfully rumpled.
I would say schlubby, but okay, all right.
I think he's delightfully rumpled,
fashionable, but all right.
It's all about he's not okay. There's what I like, and then there's what's actually fashionable.
Okay.
If anyone's seen me, they know that I'm not the snappiest dresser. A person who jumps to my mind, though, is I was always impressed with, though it is a little more ornate than I would go with, is Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
With the big cape, with the, like,
with the horny
hood thing.
Kind of, yeah.
And he wears the bling. He's got the Eye of Agamotto.
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on.
There is a lot of, yeah. Oh, that's a
and
really
good
fancy, choice.
And those fancy
cheetah
pit gloves.
With,
yeah,
like, kind of the Kirby dots.
Yeah.
The Kirby power thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Kirby crackle there at
Kirby
the end.
Kirby crackle, yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean,
and he's got the nice goatee.
He does.
Like
he's got a whole look. He's got the whole. He does the white at the temples, but he's not show offy about it like Reed Richards. You know. I mean, it's pretty alright.
Do you think Doctor Strange is himself fashionable, or do you think perhaps Wong helps him?
Ooh, that's a good question. I gotta say Wong helps him. I gotta say Wong knows how to put together the outfit because Stephen Strange was not cool. Like, Stephen Strange
is
like...
You think he's cool?
No. Stephen Strange is like the worst. He was an obnoxious neurosurgeon or whatever, and just the worst. Just the worst kind of person.
We're not talking about person. We're talking about how well they dress.
But that's what I mean. That kind of person does not dress well.
Oh.
He does not...
All right.
He's, yeah. No, he needs someone... And not with flair.
Okay. That's true. He did not have flair before he became...
That's right.
The Sorcerer Supreme.
Exactly. The Sorcerer Supreme. Right. You gotta walk with some swag.
And he does.
The Sorcerer Supreme of Earth.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. I'm going to go a little old school.
Oh, okay.
Old school being the 1990s.
Right.
I'm going to go with Jack Knight, Starman.
Starman?
I almost said son of Ted Knight. Is that right?
That is enough, right.
Son of the original Starman.
Ted something.
Ted something, but I think it's Knight.
Actually, you know what? I think it might be Knight. I think it might be Ted
Knight. It is Knight. It might be Ted Knight. So son of the original Starman from the Golden Age, but Jack Knight, his brother who tragically died.
Oh.
Now, the original Starman costume was kind of red, the cape, and had like a fin across the top.
Yeah.
Very uncool. Now, Jack Knight.
Yeah.
He was like, no, I'm not wearing no costume. I'm wearing my leathers.
Oh.
So he had leathers, jeans, he had a little badge on it, and those awesome like welder's goggles.
Oh, okay, that's
that was his
cool.
costume. So like, you know, he could rock a party.
Yeah, that's right.
He could go on a date.
Yep.
Or he could kick some like Solomon Grundy ass.
He's a little, it's a little Star-Lord-y. A little, certainly new version
of Star-Lord.
Okay,
yeah.
A little Guardians of the Galaxy.
A little Han Solo, I would say.
A little Han Solo, too, you know.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Jack Knight
from
the 1990s run of Starman, which is an incredible run.
That is.
If you've never read it, Rush Out.
All right.
James Robinson.
Right.
Rush Out.
I mean, we're talking fashion, especially for comic books. I mean, it is a funky thing, since, I mean, the majority of comic book fashion is basically leotards.
Right.
It's basically
and bright,
onesies.
Shiny.
Bright, shiny onesies.
Except Batman. And Catwoman.
Who wear leathers. Speaking of Catwoman, and speaking of fashion, I know we're going to do this next week, but I do want to make the shout out to Darwin Cook and his redesign of Catwoman, which is pretty amazing.
It's a great, it's a long lasting design, like the modern version of Catwoman.
Yeah.
In the comics and in the cartoons. Less so in the most recent version. In the movie, they didn't really use her design, which is too bad, because it's a great design.
But Gotham uses elements of the goggles.
Darwin Cook, who is a tremendous artist, has passed away, actually.
Yeah. So, anywho. It's a funny subject, since, I mean, they all basically look the same.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I mean, you know, but... Yeah, but I mean, like, Stephen Strange, I think, is a good example of Nod. And because I think what's interesting, you probably couldn't walk, well, you could walk down Soho wearing a cape.
You could totally walk in, honking Greenwich Village.
I mean,
fun.
Like, is Batman's costume fashionable? I mean, it's certainly utilitarian.
Right. And then there are,
a bit literal.
It's kind of literal. It's always fun to see the little sort of, like, fillips and details that different artists put on it.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite in terms of just superhero costumes was always Captain Marvel, mostly because he had that like jaunty row of buttons.
Oh, right. The original Captain Marvel. Just to be clear.
Shazam, as some people are forced to know him.
I always liked
that like off-shoulder cape.
The off-shoulder cape was a pretty
bold
choice.
With the string thing. And it was
I love that.
Yeah, it was
and
a
like
sort
the
of,
big golden boots.
Yeah,
and,
big golden boots and the golden sort of wristband.
Fred McMurray face.
Yeah, that's right. And the big square jaw, the big red cheese. So there are those aspects of it. You know,
about
to get fully Edna Mode on it that you want to talk about the design of those things.
But it was a very powerful presence.
Yeah.
I would also throw in, I kind of like Guy Gardner's Green Lantern costume.
Oh, yeah.
Like the vest and the moon boots.
It was so 80s.
It was very 80s, but it was nice because like at least he wasn't dressed like every other Green Lantern.
That's right.
You know, that's true. Like he at least stuck out. I do want to give an honorable mention to the Flash.
Yes.
And I'm going to be very specific, the Wally West Flash costume.
Yep.
I thought it was really cool with how the lightning bolt around the waist worked.
Yep.
But just and it was designed way back in the late 60s, Carmine Infantino redesigned the Flash costume. And it's been basically the iconic costume for those 60 some years, since Barry Allen first came in the comics. But I'm still going to stick with Jack Knight, most fashionable Doctor Strange for you. Now, worst dressed character.
That is a tough one. I mean, you gotta...
Not for me. I know who I'm gonna choose.
You gotta give a nod to Cloak, because it's also just on the nose, and all he wears is a big cloak.
And that's his power.
And that's his power and his costuming, and that's all he's got going for him.
Yeah.
So, Cloak of Cloak and Dagger is not particularly thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's interesting how rarely I think about this.
Yeah.
And
really,
how,
you don't think about it all the time?
I do not think about it all the time.
I drive around all the time going, who is the worst dressed person in comic books? All the time.
I'm trying to think of, like...
This is my life.
Like, really ridiculous costumes. Like, utterly useful.
Think back to the 90s.
Back to the... Well, anything in the 90s. Oh, God, Mr. Sinister.
Damn it, that was going to be mine!
That was yours? Mr. Sinister's
Mr. Sinister's
the worst!
He's got the worst costume!
Oh, my God, but he's also... Like, oh, God, he's the
like,
worst!
Like, what is up with that cape? It's not even cape, it's like tatters that go up and then down.
Yep.
I don't understand.
And it looks like he's got, like, a bandage thing going on.
Yeah, like... And, did he wake up and go, oh, this is I'm going to totally rock this today.
Exactly.
Like, what is going on? Because you would think Mr. Sinister would, like, no fashionable clothes. He's like, he's been around a long time.
I know,
but he has the most ridiculous costume
and it's so,
ever.
And it's similar to Cloak. It's so on the nose. It's so, like, that's a costume that someone named Mr. Sinister would wear.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay.
There's nothing subtle about that.
This is going to be the most sinister costume ever.
Obviously a bad guy. Ugh. Obviously evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we agree, because it is a tremendously ugly costume.
Yeah, that is really ugly.
I'm sorry to whoever designed it. I'm sorry. But it's a... Yeah,
Jim Lee,
it's the cape.
Who created him?
I thought he was... Chris Claremont was probably the writer on it.
Was probably the writer.
But that's, you know, he wrote that for 20 years, so that's an easy
he did
guess. I don't know if Mr. Sinister came around when Byrne was still...
No. Mr. Sinister was after... Yeah, it's definitely after the Byrne years.
Maybe Lee.
It might have been
Jim
Lee.
It would in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think a follow-up could be Cable.
Oh,
with
God.
With all the pouches.
But. Oh, my God. Cable. Or, ooh... There was that, it's fun but weird, there was that Morlock who had the suit that was made up of gun parts.
Don't remember it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from the...
Oh, Lord.
From when the Morlocks, like, rose up and killed a bunch of X-Men and...
See, I think it's interesting. We've clearly circled that it's the mutant aspect of the comic book universe that has the worst dressed
people.
It's
the 90s. And the worst dressed men.
I definitely
have my worst dressed female in mind.
Oh, will you hold on to that?
I'm holding on to that.
That's going
to
bring the listeners back.
Because we are letting DC off the hook here. But I feel like DC costumes are rarely bad.
There is Vibe.
What did Vibe's costume?
He had like a t-shirt that V'd down to his belly button and like a green.
Yeah.
I just think it was poorly colored.
Right.
I don't think it was necessarily like it's no Mr. Sinister quality.
No
costume.
No.
Yeah.
Plus with DC, there's so many like massive amounts of people. Like I'm trying to remember like costumes from the Legion of Superheroes. But there were 300 of those guys.
Yeah, but they were all kind of the same.
Yeah.
Like all leotards.
Yeah, it's all leotards and various color arrangements.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it's time we move on.
Yes.
Should we do science fiction or fantasy next?
Let's try fantasy.
All right. So which man wore the loincloth the best? I think is what you're thinking.
I mean, and the answer to that is always Conan.
Oh, I was going to go with Beastmaster.
Beastmaster. Beastmaster's loincloth was pretty amazing.
I'm
trying to remember what Krull wore. Mostly I can remember his fun throwing star.
Wasn't it a loincloth, too?
Probably.
Oh, no, Krull. I'm sorry. I was thinking Kull.
Kull the
Kull
Conqueror.
Kull. Kull, okay. And Krull, I think he wore, like, a shirt and pants.
I think he wore just sort of, like, peasant clothes.
Fun fact. So the guy in Krull, the hero of Krull, he's the villain in Deep Space Nine. He's the
really?
Bad guy who, like, betrays and becomes the Maquis.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what happens when you, like, lose all your hair and your beard.
And your beard.
Then you become the bad guy.
That's on Deep Space Nine.
You became Michael Eddington in Deep Space Nine.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I really need to re-see Krull. Krull was really, was one of my
favorites. I remember the video game, too.
Yeah.
I did like Krull. Liam Neeson's in Krull.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. He's the giant who gets smushed, right?
No, he's not the giant that gets smushed, because the giant had, like, one eye or something like that. He's one of the, there's a group of thieves.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the thieves, and, like, had the horses that, when they ran, the fire.
Right.
I do miss, I see, those are the kind of fantasies that I really, really dug, like, otherworldly kind of.
I miss that stuff.
I do miss that stuff, too. Anyway, so.
Let's see.
But you're not going to vote for Michael Krull.
I'm not going to vote for Krull. Atreyu, though, again, that was just sort of, like. Wasn't a loincloth, but kind of just leathers.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is also a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because in fantasy it is all just loincloths or like leather vest.
Yeah.
Leather vest and leggings.
Yeah.
And, of course, Robin Hood.
Are we counting Robin Hood as fantasy?
Do you think Robin Hood's a real person?
No, I don't think Robin Hood... I would say Robin Hood's a fictional character, but unless you're talking about, like, the Disney, you know, Robin Hood Fox, who's talking, that's fantasy. But Robin Hood is an adventure story, historical...
So you think, like, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Do you think that counts as, like, what, just historical adventure?
Yeah. Do you think Zorro is fantasy?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's not a good question. It's clearly no. It's historical.
Is Robin Hood the same as Zorro?
They are identical stories. Just set in different places and times.
But then there's Batman.
Right.
Who is essentially the same story. It just comes from comic books.
Right. Well, I'm not saying that we can say comic books are historical fantasy.
Well, this is...
But he fights mystical beings.
He does on occasion fight a mystical being.
Yeah.
Eventually. I mean, he did just start off beating up, you know, thugs and criminals.
Right, but like, you know.
Right. That's an interesting...
Demon's head has a supernatural
Indiana
ability.
Jones here, because we've definitely...
That, I would say that is fantasy, because...
Okay.
There's mystical elements. I think if there's supernatural elements, it falls into speculative fiction.
Okay.
But I do not think Robin Hood should be counted as speculative fiction... Because then are we going to say Gone with the Wind is speculative fiction?
That is a very good question.
That's more fantastic than anything, because it's like a good woman from the South.
Ow! From the Confederacy.
From the Confederacy.
No shame to our fine Southern friends.
Yeah.
But anywho. Okay, all right. I will abide by that.
I think
Robin Hood is off the list.
Thank you. But you have added Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. I mean...
Which... No. Yep, okay. I know who I'm going to...
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can choose from Game of Thrones.
I know.
That's the other thing
I've been trying to think about. Because there are not very many well-dressed people in Game of Thrones.
Peter Baelish
is not well-dressed.
You don't think that's fashion? I think he seems pretty fashionable.
He seems fashionable. I mean, like, we have to parse, like, people who are considered fashionable. Because, Peter Baelish is considered very fashionable.
Yeah.
But so is Jamie Lannister.
They
are very fashionable, but I'm just saying in terms of me, like, do I care what they're wearing?
Oh, well, no.
Like, it's just, no. No, not really. So I'm trying to think, oh, no. Sorry, I can't use that one. I have to save that one for later. You know what? I would actually go with, of all people from Game of Thrones, with the Hound.
Really?
Yeah. That, his hound's head helmet is pretty badass.
Mm.
And is, of all the fancy helmets, it's a tough one. It's a tough choice between him and Gendry. And Gendry's bullhead helmet, which I also love. Like, that's one of the things that I do love, particularly about the books. The show, less so. The books are very big on what everyone's wearing.
You've heard it here. Jay hates the TV show.
I did not say any of those words. You can't even extrapolate from what I've said to anything that sounds like that.
I don't extrapolate. I just run with it. All right. From the books,
In terms of the books, the books do spend a lot of time on what people wear.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. You read the words cloth of gold a lot when you're reading the books. And they spend a lot of time talking about what people's armor look like.
Right.
And the armorers of Westeros are very dedicated to their craft.
Right.
And making sure that the armor looks like something.
Right.
And so of all of that, like, the one that I that sticks with me the most is the Hound's dog's head helmet.
Alright.
And I like it.
Alright.
I'm gonna go with that.
That's good. Okay, so the Hound.
The Hound.
See, now I'm struggling, because when we got off on our Robin Hood tangent, and it's like, would Doc Savage be considered fantasy? But I think that would be science fiction.
I think he's science fiction.
And I think as well as the Shadow. So
I can't use them.
And I don't want to be the schmuck that goes, well, Indiana Jones. Like,
no,
I don't want to be that guy.
That's some low-hanging fruit right there.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's easy.
And even though Belloc was way better dressed.
Oh, that's true.
Belloc was natty. He had it going on.
That's true. Oh, wait, I know who I want to... Okay, so I'm thinking of Tote now.
He
carried his own hanger.
That's right. That trench coat he was working, that was fine. Yeah.
Too bad he had some face melting problems, but
a little bit,
a little bit,
just a little bit.
So now I'm kind of going through the Lord of the Rings.
I know. I'm trying to think about Lord of the Rings. And I guess I would always wind up going with one of the hobbits because comfort.
Yeah, but that's not fashion. Like, that's like sweatpants. Like, they were marching through the woods in like sweatpants.
Yeah, no, camo. They all were marching through the woods in sweatpants.
I'm going to go with blonde elf.
Legolas or some other blonde elf?
Legolas.
Legolas was pretty. I was going to go with that other elf guy, the one who
Elrond.
Dies. No, not Elrond.
No, Elrond's pretty cool.
Like, Elrond's pretty cool, but like Elrond is just white flowy robes. Yeah. Whatever.
I don't really remember much of the elf part.
The other one from the Two Towers.
Uh-huh.
Who was also pretty cool. The dark-haired one who, spoiler alert, dies, gets cut down at the Two Towers.
Oh, that one.
And again, they have very fancy helmets.
You know what? I'm going to go with that. I'm going to totally...
I feel like when you're talking about fashion in fantasy, you have to include
the weaponry and the armor and
the armor.
Yeah, the elves' armor. Yeah. In like that opening sequence of the Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, nice.
I'm gonna lay it down. I'm gonna go with Elrond.
You're gonna go with Elrond.
Elrond is best dressed.
All right.
In fantasy.
All right.
Now
science.
Worst dressed.
Worst dressed in fantasy. Did we already mentioned the loincloths, right?
Yeah. Well, you could still.
I mean, you gotta go with Gollum. You got to go with Gollum.
Gollum?
Because not only did he just wear a loincloth, he wore a dirty loincloth.
Yeah, but was that by choice?
That's even worse. It was just dirty.
I'm going to go with Wilt Chamberlain from Conan.
oh, come on!
The Destroyer.
That hat was badass! Yeah. That hat was awesome! It was huge!
It's because he has a big head.
Oh my god, it was great.
Wilt Chamberlain. Conan,
in the big
Destroyer.
Hat with horns coming out of it. No.
Hey, you could have chosen his best.
No. No, 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 man. No, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong.
All right. I think because he was skinny. He's a skinny, tall dude, and it didn't really...
It worked.
Just, no.
It worked because he was awesome.
He had his way with the ladies.
He really did.
All right. Before we move on to science fiction, we have a word from our sponsor from this week. When you want to show something, when you want to show someone how much you love them, consider the ring of three circles joined in priceless harmony. Two full as the moon, the other hollow as a crown. Two from the sea, 5 fathoms down. One from the earth, deep underground. When you want to say I love you, call Calibus Jewelry. Thanks, Calibus Jewelry.
Thank you, Calibus.
Give a hand to Calibus Jewelry.
I see what you did there.
Yep.
And if you did too, tweet at us.
No one ever tweets at us.
No one. They do. They do. Twice. We get like 2 tweets a week.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Just how much I've checked it.
We do.
Anywho. All right.
So, science fiction.
Ooh.
Oh. So.
Wow.
For best.
Yeah.
I feel my heart is somewhat obligated to go with Star Trek original series dress uniforms.
Oh.
With all the gold down the thing and the epaulets and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Those were pretty awesome.
Those were pretty awesome. And Kirk's, like, wraparound.
Oh, yeah.
I like Kirk's wraparound.
Oh, the wraparound. Oh, yeah. I love
that was
the
pretty awesome.
The wraparound tunic, that was
pretty
banging.
Yeah,
pretty banging.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I think
wow, you just laid it down.
Boom.
Because it's a little harder for me. Because like, I think about Luke's what he wore when he got the medal.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It's pretty cool jacket.
Pretty sweet jacket.
Like it's way better than that Bespin outfit that he had. So I like Luke's wear when he get the award, but Chewbacca didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that. Lando Calrissian.
Lando Calrissian is pretty fashionable.
In The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
Not the general costume.
No. Also, again, a cape. Capes do make things more fashionable. Cape with a collar.
Cape with a collar, yes. Yes, cape with a collar. I don't think there's not a collar in the Return of the Jedi costume.
No.
It's just a piece of cloth. It's like, I'm going to put this blanket on me. who else? I agree with you. Oh, I like the uniforms starting in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Those are also really
great. Those are really nice.
Those are really nice, too.
Boy. is good. It's like, what other franchises do I watch?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else, and what else counts as science fiction.
That kind of leaps to my mind.
And also, and there's not a, again, there's just not a lot of.
I do like the
a lot of post-apocalyptic-y.
Yeah, I do. I do like the spacesuits in 2001.
Oh,
the
yeah.
ones on the Discovery.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Those designs are pretty cool.
Really great. That's really, that is really great design. Those spacesuits are pretty cool.
Ooh, I could also go with from the 60s movie Time Machine.
Ooh.
What the time traveler's wearing, the kind of velvety jacket.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, then there's Doctor Who.
And then there is Doctor Who. That's a good point.
It's like,
I mean, that's even separately. You can rank the Doctors by fashion.
That's true. And they have a wide...
They do have a wide range. I mean, as a Johnny-come-lately, in terms of fashionable, I feel like you gotta give the nod to Capaldi.
I would say of the modern Doctors, his is like would be, I think, still interesting
yeah.
in 5 years, where like David Tennant's is like, okay, it feels
yeah.
a little dated.
Yeah.
But Christopher Eccleston's is really like this
super
kind of
simple.
Classic leather jacket
leather,
again.
Yep, leather duster.
You know, I can't say I'm a fan of Matt Smith's costume.
No.
It's okay.
It's okay. It was
but
fine.
But then we have like, you know, William Hartnell's costume, which
right.
is pretty classic, as is, you know, we have the schlubby Patrick Troughton. We have the fine dinner jacket of John Pertwee.
Yep.
Boho fashion of Tom Baker.
And Tom Baker yeah. is the one who also comes most immediately to mind, at least for me.
Yeah.
With the magical scarf.
I have to admit, I'm a big fan of the Sixth Doctor's costume.
Oh, okay.
Even though he's not. The actor hated that costume.
Wow.
Colin Baker is quite proud, not quite proudly to say, but he says quite often, like, well, I was on the inside. I didn't have to look at it. But I appreciated the FU to the television sets.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, you know what, I'm going to go with the Star Trek II Wrath of Khan costumes
okay.
as the most fashionable. I feel like the color is interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, just how the it feels like a real uniform.
Right.
You know, it doesn't feel like, hey, let's get in a jumpsuit and,
yeah.
you know, pretend yeah. to be in the military. Like, they're actual...
It, yeah.
Military. Oh, it's interesting. We both chose Star Trek.
I know.
And neither one of us chose a Star Wars character.
It
was up there, but like...
Yeah, I mean, Han Solo, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is classic.
But which Han Solo?
Oh, original flavor. Not original flavor. Empire with
correct.
The yellow stripe.
That is the correct answer.
The yellow stripe.
And the full sleeve
jacket. Yep, the full
jacket.
Sleeve jacket.
That is the correct
the
answer.
Yellow stripe. Yellow, yeah, no. That
yeah.
is, that's pretty nasty.
Yeah, the vest, nah.
No, the vest is... I'm just hanging yeah. around here.
And the trench coat from Return of the Jedi, the camo.
Too much.
It's like, why are you wearing a camouflage trench coat? Wouldn't that
Jedi,
just be tough?
Jedi's fashion is just, like, too all over the place. Like, there are too many costume changes. There's too much. There's too much going on.
I'm confused. Who's who? They keep
Leia
changing
changes,
their clothes.
Leia changes clothes, like, 40 times. I don't have time for that.
When you're high on cocaine, you gotta...
We love you, Carrie Fisher.
We do love you, Carrie Fisher. I admire you greatly. All right.
Yeah.
Now, worst dressed.
Worst dressed.
I have mine in my head already.
Worst dressed. I mean, it's a blanket statement, but pretty much almost any man who appears on Next Generation at almost any time.
Oh my God, we're almost exactly on the same wavelength.
Literally, like, anyone who's not, even the people who are in Starfleet, but anyone...
Ever?
Anyone who appears on that show is largely just wearing dirty pajamas.
See, I'm going to get more specific.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty much on the same wavelength.
We're on the wavelength.
Season 1,
uh-huh.
Starfleet uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
The worst.
Oh, yeah.
There's not even pockets.
Yeah, no.
Like, where do you put your hands?
They're super uncomfortable.
And, like, you know, okay, I'm going to get a little specific.
Yeah.
Because they're onesies. They're giant onesies.
Yeah, giant onesies.
Now, I get it. During the day, you've got to pee. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're a man peeing,
yeah.
we're just talking men. But if you gotta, you know, take a dump,
I know
you gotta take that whole thing off.
The whole thing. It's
like
all
that's
that.
Not very smart.
They gotta have that like.
That's why you wear pants.
Yeah, they gotta have some sort of like poop remover system.
Yeah, yeah.
There's gotta be some three seashells kind of arrangement.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to take a dump in a Starfleet uniform from Star Trek: Next Generation Season 1, that's a pain in the ass.
It's an all day affair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Worst costume.
Oh,
worst
man.
Fashion.
Oh, man. But I feel like everyone, whoever showed up on that show, is wearing just some variation of onesies and...
Even the Great Akuna?
Even the Great Akuna. who, you know, pulled it off because of his fabulous ponytail.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Oh. See, unfortunately, it makes me think of, like, oh, yeah. The Rocketeer. Now, that was a great costume.
Oh, yeah, The Rocketeer.
I heart The Rocketeer tremendously.
That's a great costume.
If you've never seen The Rocketeer,
go see
stop
it.
Listening. Go watch it.
Yeah. Then
it's great fun.
Come back and listen again.
The Rock-a-who?
The Rock-a-who.
That will make so much more sense after you listen, after you see the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change my answer, but The Rocketeer.
The Rocketeer is a really great costume.
Yeah. And it has, like, the kind of the Billy Batson.
Yep.
Captain Marvel.
It does.
Thing.
I mean, like this year on The Flash, the Flash of Earth One's costume.
Earth Two.
Yeah. Jay Garrick costume.
Yeah, they did a good job of reimagining the Golden Age Flash's costume. I think they do a fairly. I can't say I'm a fan of the Flash's costume itself.
It's a little dark for me.
It's a little busy. Like there's so much piping and
right.
Though I think they clearly have given him pants. So if he needs to go,
he's got
to the
pants.
Potty.
Right.
But for him, it wouldn't be an all day affair to take it off. But
he is the Flash.
He is the Flash.
It'd be pretty quick.
Yeah. Do you think he poops quick?
Clearly, I think he probably poops a lot.
I feel
like his metabolism generates, because he's got to eat a lot.
Right. But, like, I don't think he could pee fast, because, like, you know, peeing is kind of like, you can't really push it out too fast. Like, I don't think, like,
too fast,
like, because there's, like, gravity involved in peeing.
He also
it's
must
gravity
have to
assist.
Pee a lot. I feel like he's got to go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
But he's got to just be burning through nutrients pretty constantly.
I want to see that episode. Harry, what are you doing in the bathroom? I'm almost done. Light a match. But, yeah, I don't like the,
yeah.
It like the thing on the side of his head, like it's okay, great, it's lightning bolts. But it's not supposed like they're supposed to be the mercury
right
thing, you know. So it's not my favorite version. But I'm hoping like they'll keep progressing more towards the classic version of the costume. But I mean it's not like I hate the show because I really love the show. But it's not my favorite.
He hates the show. It's not his favorite. He said it repeatedly.
That's okay. Jay hates Game of Thrones. He's like, why, what happened to Lady Stoneheart? All the time he's complaining about.
I've never complained about that.
All right. That's
Nor
good.
Would I. Nor would
because
I.
I don't think they're going to do it.
No. No, and it's okay.
Yeah. I don't think it needs to be. Okay. So.
So, yeah. So, I think,
who's the best? So, we have, let's recap. So, in comic books,
Doctor Strange
and Jack Knight, Starman.
And Jack Knight.
Fantasy, The Hound,
and
Elrond. Science fiction, the dress uniforms from
the original
series, the best series.
Yeah,
it should just be called the best series. Really, you know, they didn't reboot Next Generation. There's a reason why.
That's right.
Because Kirk and McCoy and Spock are awesome.
They are awesome.
That's right. I throw it down. Next Generation lovers.
I'm just letting it go. I'm just going to let it
go.
Fine. That's a fight in and of itself. For another podcast.
In a few episodes later, we can do that. The uniforms in Wrath of Khan.
In the Wrath of Khan uniforms.
Of those, which...
Oh, that's a really, really tough call.
Yeah.
I gotta go with the... Gotta go with the Hound.
The helmet? Yeah.
Yeah, the Hound. The Hound and his helm, and it's because it's utilitarian.
Yeah.
And also frightening.
Yeah. I think next Comic-Con you should totally wear it.
If I could figure out that level of cosplay, I would. That'd be a very intense. Yeah.
I think what you should do is get the helmet and wear a sweatshirt. I'll help you make the helmet. I'm going to go with Wrath of Khan costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Those are pretty like
they are pretty great.
They're really etched in my mind.
I'm like, a big fan of those.
Well, and the worst is clearly Mr. Sinister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Mr. Sinister,
I don't think there's any...
There's absolutely no question. Like what are you wearing, dude?
Yeah, I mean, I think even, you know, Gollum would be like, no.
No.
All right.
I'd rather sit in a car with Gollum for 8 hours than Mr. Sinister in that costume.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far. Because at least I could put Mr. Sinister in the back seat, and we could just banter
but
back
yeah,
and
you're
forth.
Not going to be able to see anything because his stupid costume's going to be filling up the entire
right. But I don't want to. But I don't want to listen to Gollum go, my precious. This like I get it, ring. But like Mr. Sinister, like you know, he's lived a while. We could talk literature.
Yeah. Feel like you get
human
you
evolution.
Gollum will go back and forth. You get some Smeagol in there. The Smeagol will talk about what's best to eat fishes with.
I,
the best way
know,
to eat a fish.
not to make light of mental health. I just don't know if I would want to travel with Gollum.
Yeah, you know? I guess.
But I guess Mr. Sinister's a not so nice guy.
I don't want to look at Mr. Sinister for that long.
Wouldn't it be funny if Mr. Sinister was actually like a really sweet, lovely guy,
awesome,
but just got stuck with a bad name?
I know. I want to see that comic where Mr. Sinister's like, hey, everybody treats me real rough, but I'm really, really super nice.
I brought Easter treats for everybody. Yeah. Who wants a Cadbury egg?
I made red velvet cupcakes for all you guys. Guys, come on.
With love, Mr. Sinister. What?
Or Mr. Sinister. Started off so well, and then nope.
Yep. Yep. I wonder if his first name is like Ed. Ed Sinister. I'm Ed Sinister. Okay, well, anyway.
Anyway.
All right, so next week we'll talk about women.
Women fashion.
Women fashion.
And I do declare that I will say right now the words boob window will make many an appearance.
I have a feeling I know who might not be the best dressed in...
You will be close.
In comics.
You will be very close.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so if you have any questions, comments, or disagreements, please tweet us at Deep Cut Nerd Pod.
That's right.
On the Twitter. One of us will respond.
Eventually.
All right, bye,
y'all.
All right,
bye, everybody.